look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too loud, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swing doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. This week's Republican National Convention culminates tonight with Donald Trump taking center stage to accept the party's nomination and address the crowd. Trump signaling earlier that he's reworked his speech following the attempt on his life at a rally. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is in Milwaukee.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
There is growing concern from Democrats over President Biden's re-election bid, including from top congressional Democrats. The president, diagnosed with COVID yesterday, is isolating at his home in Delaware. The White House says he plans to stay in the race. And good news, if you're thinking about buying a home, mortgage rates dipping to the lowest level since March. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac showing the average 30-year mortgage has dropped to 6.77%. This is ABC News. Justice for hundreds of black sailors who were involved in a deadly disaster during World War II.
Back in 1944, a pair of enormous explosions rocked a port in Northern California. It wasn't just property that was demolished. Most of the dead were black sailors loading the ships. After the explosions, the survivors refused orders to keep loading the munitions. The supervising officers, who were white, were given hardship leave, but the black sailors, 256 of them, were court-martialed. Many agreed to go back to work, but 50 held out. They were charged with mutiny. But yesterday, the Pentagon announced all 256 will now be exonerated.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. Instagram is opening up its data for research. Meta is allowing researchers to study Instagram's effect on teen mental health. The pilot program will analyze usage data over 6 months to uncover social media's impact. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it! Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. An aircraft entered the restricted airspace surrounding the Republican National Convention on Wednesday. Ted Allen has more.
North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, said the craft was spotted nearly 24 miles southwest of Milwaukee, violating a temporary flight restriction. A NORAD F-35 jet escorted the aircraft out of the restricted zone. The agency provided no description of the aircraft or a known destination it was traveling to.
Milwaukee area community groups are calling for an independent investigation after Ohio police shot and killed a homeless man this week. Street Angels Milwaukee, the ACLU, and Voces de la Frontera want to know what led to a group of Columbus police shooting and killing Samuel Sharp Jr. Body camera footage allegedly shows Sharp attacking another man with a pair of knives. The groups contend the presence of out-of-state officers is raising the risk of violent encounters. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauerville Tyron Service, Durand and Muldrive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person is dead after a semi-truck versus SUV accident in Springbrook Township Wednesday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a loaded log truck was traveling eastbound on 240th Avenue, and an SUV was traveling southbound on 710th Street. The SUV did not stop for the stop sign at the intersection of 240th Avenue and was struck by the semi. The 77-year-old driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene by the Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The city of Mondovi has been notified of a mailing that has been mailed out to Mondovi residents, stating it was from the Mondovi City Council and asking for donations to the Police Association. This is not affiliated with the Mondovi Police Department. The city is advising people to be cautious when sending donations in the mail. If you suspect a scam, please notify the police department or bring the mailing to City Hall. A man from Eau Claire was found guilty of wire fraud in federal court. Robert Carter was accused of stealing more than $510,000 in a fraud scheme that lasted years. The U.S. Department of Justice in the Western District of Wisconsin says Carter provided false documents and gave false information to companies that lease and sell semi-trucks in order to obtain property. He later used that property for his own business, Carter Transportation Group. Carter faces 20 years in prison each for two charges. His sentencing is scheduled for October. A former Northwestern Wisconsin police officer is headed to prison for a deadly drunk driving crash in Eau Claire. A judge on Wednesday sentenced Gregory Swanson to 5 years in prison and another 5 years of parole for the deadly wreck back in July of 2022. Investigators say Swanson smashed into the back of an Eau Claire man's car after he broke down along the side of the road in Superior. The man died immediately. His infant son died a few days later. Swanson pleaded guilty in the case back in April. Wisconsin's governor is joining the lawsuit that seeks to declare a right to abortion in the state. Governor Evers yesterday said he and the state's attorney general are supporting the case from Planned Parenthood that asks the Wisconsin Supreme Court to find a right to abortion in the state's constitution. Evers said he promised voters he would fight to restore the Roe decision and says he's making good on that promise. The governor is already supporting the lawsuit from Planned Parenthood to strike down Wisconsin's 1849 law that all but bans abortions in the state. The state Supreme Court is also hearing that case, although arguments have yet been scheduled. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
The Durand, Arkansas School District will make some changes to the co-curricular code of conduct for middle and high school students. Last night, the board approved separating the policy for middle school and high school students. Changes include a student would be academically ineligible if they have a single F grade, and fourth quarter grades would determine eligibility for fall sports and activities. Another change would be that midterm grades would also be a checkpoint for eligibility. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Rock Elm Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Mason Zimmerman of Spring Valley was traveling northbound on 110th Street when he went through a stop sign and struck a tree. Zimmerman was transported to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. Another hospital is suing the city of Eau Claire over its property tax bill. Marshfield Clinic this week filed a lawsuit that challenges its million-dollar tax bill. Marshfield says it's exempt from property taxes because it's a hospital and it's a, quote, benevolent facility devoted to the care of the sick, injured, or disabled, unquote. The Mayo Clinic Health System filed a similar lawsuit against Eau Claire last month, claiming almost the exact same thing. Eau Claire's defense is that there is the hospital portion of the hospitals are exempt, but the office space, parking lots, and other pieces of the hospital's property are not. There won't be any charges from the dust-up between an RNC protester and Western Wisconsin's Republican congressman. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office yesterday said it won't be filing charges against activist Norur Jaghagma. She was arrested Tuesday after Congressman Derek Van Orden said she assaulted him. Van Orden called it political violence. Code Pink, the group that the suspect belonged to, said it was Van Orden who pushed his way past her and into line. Prosecutors say they watched body camera footage of what happened and said they didn't see any violation of Wisconsin law. Meanwhile, a commander's yesterday said a fighter jet had to escort a small plane out of the restricted airspace above the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. There's no indication that the plane was a threat, but it was in restricted airspace. NORAD sent an F-35 fighter plane to intercept the plane at about 3:30 yesterday and escorted it out of the no-fly zone. Logs show that the pilot was flying from Indiana to Oshkosh. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Green Bay may be small, but the Packers aren't poor. The Packers this week said they turned a $60 million profit for last year. While that's not a small amount of money, CEO Mark Murphy says net profits were down about 12%. Almost all of that drop, however, can be blamed on higher player salaries and the depreciation costs at Lambeau Field. The Packers received $402 million from the NFL's revenue sharing agreement and another $251 million from local revenue. Murphy says the team remains in a strong financial position. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it! Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Football is almost here. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Post-baseball All-Star Game means a number of different things here in Wisconsin. It means, hopefully, as is the case this year, a pennant race involving the Brewers. But it also means that football season is staring us in the face. The Packers are up first. They open up their season Monday with training camp practice number one, although the rookies are reporting yesterday and today for physicals. One of the biggest camp battles will be with first-round draft pick Jordan Morgan. Will he play tackle? Will he play guard? And on what side? He's a natural left tackle, but there is some positional versatility.
Certainly, he's got a long way to go in terms of just mentally. I think physically, he has all the tools that you look for, and we're going to keep pushing him. And that's what he's got to understand that. And for rookies, it's just everybody has a different learning curve in terms of how fast they can acclimate themselves to how we play at this level. But I think he's approaching it the right way, and we're going to continue to push him.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur, Green Bay's first preseason game is August 10th at Cleveland. Likewise, the Badgers football team is gearing up for year number two under Luke Fickle. Gone from the offensive backfield is running back Braylon Allen, now playing for the New York Jets. But Chesma Lucy is still there.
I had a couple of choices. You know, obviously going to the next level was my main goal, my main focus. But, you know, I had an opportunity, but I thought, especially people telling me some certain things that I needed to hear, I'd be selling myself a little short if I decided to leave after getting injured. And I had an opportunity to come back. I got hurt in the fourth game, so that allowed me to have a red shirt. And coming back allows me to have that healthy season in a big year that I think I know I deserve and people know I deserve.
The Badgers open up camp on July 29th in Platteville. Their first game is August 30th at home home against Western Michigan. To basketball, it's been revealed that Bucks star Chris Middleton had surgery on both ankles this offseason. Both were minor arthroscopic procedures. Middleton is said to be recovering nicely and should be ready for training camp in October. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Buescher remains near the bubble while in search of his first win of the season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
400 laps.
For one weekend in August, Richmond becomes the center of the NASCAR world.
Here on the three-quarter mile, Richmond Raceway.
The lights get brighter. The stakes get higher. The thrills get bigger. And so does the best weekend of your summer.
Buescher is gone like a rocket. Home track win for Hamlin.
That's how you win a race.
NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 10th and 11th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing driver Chris Buescher is winless 21 races into the regular season for the NASCAR Cup Series. He is currently 15th on the playoff grid, with five races to go before the 16-driver playoff field is set. And while he knows he needs a win to lock himself in, he isn't worried about the other drivers around him in the standings.
It's about us just controlling what we can control, and we're trying to make our own destiny here. And we've seen it throughout the year. We've been very close. RFK as a whole has been very competitive.
Buescher has a 17-point gap over 16th place Ross Chastain, while Bubba Wallace is currently the first driver out, 17 points back, heading to Indianapolis this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The decision to cut down a tree isn't always an easy one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much work is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape as you're living the country life?
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
The decision to take down a tree is easy when it's dead, but sometimes a tree that's still alive has overstepped its boundaries or become a nuisance, making that decision a bit harder.
We had an ash tree that lost several huge branches during a storm. Combined with the threat of the emerald ash borer, we decided to put the poor thing out of its misery. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says trees are planted for a specific purpose, such as shade, to frame a house, or break the wind. If the function and or aesthetics have changed or it's become diseased, those are reasons to cut it down.
Additionally, one of the things I see as a reason to cut a tree down is the location. If it's kind of planted in a location where it doesn't have enough room for the roots to grow and the tree starts to die back as a result of it, you're probably not going to be able to create more space for the roots to grow. So you're in kind of a no-win situation in that regard.
When there is serious flooding, water erodes soil around the roots, making the tree's root plate unstable. Leaning trees are an imminent fall hazard and should be removed. Every state has regulations for tree maintenance. For example, branches can't be within a certain distance of power lines, and utility companies are required to cut them back.
Well, if they have to come every 2 or 3 years to cut that down, you're into a situation where eventually you're not going to be able to maintain it. Or if there is quite a bit of droppage of debris from the tree onto the patio or into the gutters, again, you have to really make that decision. But those are some of the things to consider. What is the maintenance and how much is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape?
Learn more about when you should cut down a tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Double digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 23 to 20 even, September up 19 to 2058, October up 25 to 2075, November up 16 to 2024. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets with triple digit losses today after the big gains from yesterday. The funds, while they do have some record positions on the short side, they have sold into this rally, and lower box beef prices really have the cattle markets moving lower. Hogs following suit as well as the trade sells into that rally to take profits. August live cattle down 222 to 182.05. August feeder cattle down 255 to 256. August hogs now down 35 cents to 91.30. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat moving mostly lower. As the trade taking some profits after the rallies from yesterday, there's really no big weather issues or news issues to really support the markets, even though there are some issues in Russia on their wheat crop. Soybeans, though, they're moving mostly higher. A little bit of short covering in the market, even though we have that benign weather. But there's also some expectations that U.S. Soybean prices may be competitive on the world market. New crop corn down 6 to 405 and 3 quarters. New crop beans up 3 to 1044. September wheat down 2 to 537 and a quarter.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories,
more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, our weather pattern will stay active and warm, and we'll have more coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
It has been quite a run of weather here in Wisconsin, marked by heat, high humidity, and even severe storms that have brought significant rainfall and caused widespread flood damage. Bridget Mason is the assistant state climatologist here in Wisconsin.
With the precipitation, we had lots of tornadoes. With the storms, we had lots of tornadoes. Preliminary results show that we had about 10 tornadoes in Wisconsin over the last week, and most of these tornadoes occurred in southern Wisconsin, and about 8 of the 10 tornadoes occurred during Saturday night storms. And then with Monday night system, we saw strong winds of about 60 to 70 miles per hour and hail that ranged in diameter from about an inch to an inch and a half.
She says much of Wisconsin has experienced temperatures above the 30-year average as well.
And I guess with the heat, too, at least for us in southern and eastern Wisconsin, we've seen about 1 to 10 degrees above the 30-year average or normal. If you're in the far north or northwest, it's been slightly cooler than normal. And with that heat wave, you know, we've had temperatures soar into the 80s for most of the state and even the 90s to the south and around Lake Winnebago. And at the State Climatology Office, we've been doing a little bit of digging into historical heat waves, and our preliminary findings are that while we have seen this hot and muggy weather over the last few days, it's been pretty run-of-the-mill in terms of heat waves for Wisconsin.
As we move further into July, the weather patterns are expected to remain active.
So it looks like to end out June, begin July, we're expecting to continue seeing an active weather pattern. You know, over the next 7 days or so, you may see upwards of 2 inches if you're in the south central or southeastern parts of Wisconsin. But it looks like most everyone will see at least a half inch over the next 7 days. Looking into July over the next 2 weeks or so, it looks like we're leaning toward warmer than normal conditions and possibly wetter than normal. We do have a slight risk for excessive rainfall amounts in place for all of Wisconsin between July 2nd and 8th.
And for the rest of the summer, the Climate Prediction Center suggests a trend toward warmer than normal temperatures.
And then in the long term, the Climate Prediction Center suggests that warmer than normal conditions may persist throughout July, August, and September. However, there is no strong signal in terms of precipitation, so Wisconsin has equal chances of a wet, dry, or near normal summer.
That's Bridget Mason, Assistant Wisconsin State Climatologist. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Regular rainfall the last few months has made it a challenge to harvest alfalfa in many locations across the upper Midwest. Jerry Clark from the University of Wisconsin Extension Service says keeping the alfalfa crop dry has been difficult.
Yeah, it's been a challenge this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you're don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge. And that's been our biggest concern this whole month of June and early July, has been that it seems like every third day we get at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge.
He also says Wisconsin growers have been also battling the alfalfa weevil. The Clean Fuels Alliance has delivered a formal notice of intent to sue EPA for its failure to issue timely 2026 renewable fuel standard RVOs. By statute, EPA is required to finalize volumes 14 months before the start of a compliance year. For 2026, that deadline would come at the end of October of this year. On June 28th, the White House Office of Management and Budget released the Spring 2024 Unified Agenda of Regulatory and Deregulatory Actions. The agenda set a timeline for EPA to propose the 2026 RFS volumes by March of 2025 and finalize the rule by December of 2025. EPA's failure to timely issue the 2026 RFS volumes compounds another issue. EPA set the volumes for 2023 through 2025 too low, Clean Fuels said. Kirk Kovarik of Clean Fuels says stakeholder organizations are asking the EPA to ensure that it meets the deadline for the 2026 rule and get it back on track. Sustainable aviation fuel and clean fuel production tax credits have the potential to benefit farmers while lowering carbon emissions. However, the shortcomings in the provision could put the benefits out of reach for many U.S. farmers. Four groups, including the American Farm Bureau, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and National Farmers Union, sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young, urging them to ensure the clean fuel production credit works for U.S. farmers. Without clear domestic feedstock requirements in the tax credit, the benefits of this policy are at risk of being diverted from American farmers, the letter said. There is no current requirement that feedstock be grown domestically, which means foreign feedstock producers can take advantage of the credit. The group also says this goes against the broader goal of supporting U.S. agriculture and rural communities. Farmers in Russia's breadbasket are battling temperatures over 120 degrees and trying to save a wheat crop hit hard by heat wave, frost, and floods. Rostov, one of Russia's key wheat-growing regions, accounted for more than 11% of the country's total grain harvest last year, and ag ministry officials are monitoring it to make more adjustments to an already soft 2024 wheat forecast. The ministry's most recent estimate says the Russian grain harvest will hit 132 million tons, 9% below the 145 million in 2023 and 16% below a record 158 million from 2022. After a serious heat wave followed frosts in the spring, Rostov expects its grain harvest to drop approximately 38% this year to 10 million tons. An agronomist says the wheat initially came out of winter in good condition and the harvest to prospects were excellent. Now they're only harvesting what's left after a rough season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Surface high pressure will dominate the weather over the next week in our ag weather forecast. Seasonal temperatures will dominate through the middle of next week. On Saturday, we'll see a daily chance for pop-up afternoon showers, but nothing significant rainfall-wise is expected. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 73 to 78. Relative humidity is at 44 to 49%. We'll have light winds, about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog late. Lows 53 to 58. Relative humidity is at 93 to 98%. For Friday, partly sunny. High 76 to 81. Relative humidity is at 47 to 52%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8, 10 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Tuesday, partly sunny, A slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs once again 80 to 85. And for Wednesday, partly sunny. A chance of a shower or storm. Highs once again 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move.
For Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 80 to 85. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Telling me to make my move.
Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you?
Time's up. Trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board. Don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts.
Your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and a run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what
to see. I like talking about you usually, but occasionally I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play a favorite song, a Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said, let's go and get it on. By the second chorus, I was singing right along with it. I don't know what it meant, but it felt good on my lips. Oh, I wanna go crazy, you can go crazy too. Wanna go crazy with you. Everybody say, whoa, how sweet it is. Whoa, yeah, it felt good on my lips. She ordered us a drink, it was a purple kind of pink. Said it's got a shot of a little
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
When the makeup on, you should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. Honestly say that she saved me, my girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back, ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl.
side when she goes to bed. She hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank Him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown and Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl.
Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Someone asked me once in an interview,
What was growing up like? Where'd you go to school? And what would you do if you weren't doing this? I'd be driving my first